Glenn, anyway, Bosnia, pyramid, they think they may have found. Some people say now it's only a natural hill. Other people say, no, this thing, which is 2,300 feet high, is actually Europe's first pyramid. It is strange. I'm looking at a picture of it right now. It does have an incredible pyramid shape. Vegetation has grown all over it. What, first of all, is your take on this structure, Glenn?
Well, I think I agree with the scholars almost unanimously. All the scholarly input is that this is, in fact, a man-made structure. There are stones, obviously the cut stones beneath the earth. It's really not 2,300 feet high. It's really only 70. The altitude from the valley floor is 2,300 to the pinnacle.
Right.
But the pyramid itself is only about 722 feet. If we compare that with the Giza Plateau Pyramid, it's about 485 feet high. So it is larger than the Giza Plateau Pyramid. You know, what amazes me is 2 months ago, Zahi Hawass was associated with the excavation, this brand-new excavation of the pyramid. He came out immediately and denied any association with it. And then the Egyptian embassy in Sarajevo turned around and verified that he had been involved in the excavation. Azai is a very protective individual.
He really is. He's strange.
He's a character, and I know I've met him and know him and like him. But when you like Zahi Hawass, you like Zahi Hawass based on what he tells you. You need to like him for. Because
he's got motives, I'll tell you that.
Oh, he's got a very strong agenda, and that's what makes him a very important cog in the Egyptian archaeological field. You have to have that kind of character there to be able to sustain yourself over time.
Well, Glenn, in this case, if it was man-made, it's got vegetation now all over it. How old do you think the thing is?
Well, the experts say it's somewhere between 500 years old and 12,000 years old. my comment is that's a pretty wide gap. You know, that's like spitting in the ocean. The archaeology will not be complete until the year 2012. Good thing they don't have any Mayan excavators there because they'd leave a year early. And there are Mayan pyramids all over in the Yucatan Peninsula that are undiscovered. But this pyramid is obviously follows the format of pyramids around the world, and there are hundreds and hundreds of pyramids around the world. There's hundreds of them just in Russia alone. Pyramids are typically covered with earth, even though they are stone structures originally, primarily because of weather patterns. I mean, all surface ground either gets weathered away or gets out of the pond by wind and debris from the elements of the earth. We know that there where you are in Cahokia, that pyramid is buried deep, even though they have been drilled down 40 feet in Cahokia and found a stone structure underneath that. Certainly the pyramids in Cairo in Peru are covered with sand. The only ones I think that aren't covered naturally with sand were the ones in Lima, Peru, where it never rains. It hasn't rained there in a couple hundred years. And they have some mud pyramids that still exist because it never has rained and washed away those pyramids. One of the predominant features in Lima is the fact that you'll see an occasional mud pyramid.
Glenn, what's so important about the shape, the pyramid structure? Why all around this planet did they all make this shape?
Well, you know, let me be pragmatic, and then we can get mystical. But
all right,
pragmatic. This is the strongest structure built to last. If you were to go to a graveyard and put up a granite monument to honor your dead, and it has a flat shape that where a storm can come and blow it over in the course of a couple hundred years. That's not a very permanent marker for a gravestone. If you were to put a pyramid on that same gravesite, it would be there in 1,000 years from now.
Right, right. Okay.
So literally it's a shape that was designed to weather cataclysms. And the ancient world was extremely aware of cataclysms. The oldest histories we have speak about a knowledge of cataclysms. My son and I have been doing some research on Hesiod recently, who was a contemporary of Homer, and he spoke about the ancient cataclysms in the world, and we'll be doing a class on that. But these people look forward to the future. They wanted to have their monuments be preserved until the coming of the Day of Peace or the coming of the Messiah. Even Plato talked about the Atlanteans looking toward 1,000 years when Atlantis would return with 1,000 years of peace. The Lemurians talked about the coming of 1,000 years of peace at the end. Obviously, these all come from a common source, though the trappings or the dogma or the eschatology, whatever you want to call it, the protocols surrounding them, have been altered over the centuries. Building a pyramid was intended to be a permanent structure to survive into the last days. Now, Graham Hancock, who I respect highly, enormously, he would tell you that there are magnetic longitudinal lines and electromagnetic lines on the Earth that you could draw through pyramids. And I've tried that. You take a couple hundred pyramids and you draw lines through all of them instead of just selecting your favorite three. And suddenly it looks like somebody had drawn a crayon out of the lines in the coloring book. You know, I don't see any pattern at all. But I'd love to be there when he organizes this whole thing and sit in the pew and hear his lesson on that. I haven't made up my own mind, but I'm sure that he will help me make up my mind when we hear him lecture on that particular subject.
It is amazing, though, that throughout the entire planet they've all come up with this structure, and I agree with you. If you're going to build something to last, this is it. But to me, it almost seems, Glenn, that there was collusion, some kind of, you know, mental, if not physical, involvement with each other all around this planet thousands and thousands of years ago.
Without any question. Without any question, these were not sites of commerce. They were really religious sites. In the Bosnia pyramid, for example, there's really not talking about one pyramid. We're talking about three. The pyramid of the sun, the pyramid of the moon, and the pyramid of the earth, or the pyramid of the stars. And they tend to be like that. If you look on the Giza Plateau, what do you see? Three pyramids, right?
Three big ones, that's right.
And one is a larger one, one's a medium, one's a smaller one. You go into Peru, it's the same thing. One larger one medium, one smaller one. You go to Teotihuacan in Mexico, what do you see? Same type of situation. They come in threes, which is kind of interesting that they come in threes, but this is going to sound mystical, but three is the Godhead, three is the description of how many heavens there are. It obviously refers to some sort of religious format, some sort of religious protocol.